Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Don Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
To Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connection, which, of course, is TAN Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Wednesday. You know what that means. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, Miss Florida Diva Yvonne Madison. And the lady with all the connections, Dawn. Lights, camera, action. You're on.
Hi, everybody, and thank you for listening to Hollywood Connections on your drive time home. And if you're wondering what Hollywood Connections is all about, it's about helping you get connected in show business without being taken. And a lot of people want to know what's been happening. Yvonne Madison is here, my beautiful co-host as well. And we also have Ellen Patrick here in the house.
Hello.
Yes. So people have been discovered off of my show. They're getting record labeled. They're getting in movies, commercials, TV. They're getting deals in movies. We have the deal maker from Las Vegas. And we also have pageant hour here as well. You know, I've got a couple things that are coming up around the corner to judge a national pageant. And so, Yvonne, we've got some things that I've been really putting us out there as well for media.
Best announcer.
I know.
Yes. Yes, we have the best.
I know. So we're all sitting here with our sashes on because, you know, mine says Miss Florida, here we go, Tourism 2017.
Very cool. Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, there's Peter.
Yes.
And then we have Yvonne's wearing Miss Florida Diva Showbiz.
Yes, I've had my title ever since, I think, 2014 myself.
Yeah, she's our lifetime because lifetime. Yeah, and she's been in a lot of parades and... You know, my system is very different. You know, if you have a daughter and you want her to do some fun things, this is like a summer camp as well, but you're also on the red carpet, you're interviewing celebrities, you're making things happen, and you get media IDs and a lot of fun things coming up. We also welcome our preteen Florida Hollywood reporter, Madeline is here.
Hi.
Hello. And you went over to La Tida Spa today.
Yeah, it was super cool.
I know. I saw all the photos and tell us about it.
You got to have your makeup done, a mani-pedi, and you got to have your hair done, and you got to get a costume and wear clothes and get jewelries and accessories.
Ooh, that is super cool. I think that's really neat.
I do, too.
Yeah. So also,
and you get your toes done, too.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, tell us, Madeline, you've been now with me not even a couple months, right?
Yeah.
And you auditioned for me to be a reporter, and then mine is different. It's not a live pageant yet till October. We have a showbiz pageant. Mm-hmm. Where they're going to dress up as their most Hollywood favorite look or their Hollywood star. Mm-hmm. And you have had so much fun since you've been with me. Tell us some of the fun things that you've done so far.
I got to go interview Mario Lopez, Forbes Riley. I got to go to the Baby Expo. And I got to have so much fun at the Cosmic Film Festival and the Christian Film Festival.
That's right. And you were with Austin St. John, one of the original Power Rangers, on the red carpet?
Yes.
Wow. And also, you're helping your mom. Tell us about this big event that's coming up, and your mom's going to talk about it as well.
So I'm going to be a smart girl that's going to be a reporter in the School Bus Diaries. And I'm going to have... so much fun. I'm going to try and report as much as people as possible in the school. And I'm supposed to be rich and smart. And I'm supposed to have fun on this movie.
Oh, that's right. That's Sunday. Do you know Yvonne Madison, Lauren Chapin, If you go to laurenknowsbest.com, she played, you know, in Father Knows Best.
Yes.
And we were on tour together for many times on National American Miss Tour and pageants as roommates. And, you know, she's got something that's cooking here in Tampa that she's auditioning talent for. And actually, Madeline's trying out for it. And so is Thaddeus, I heard.
Well, it's for children. I heard. What is it for children?
Yeah. And Madeline's going to explain.
For kids and teenagers of all ages. Yep.
School Bus Diaries, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, School Bus.
And Alan, you know a little bit more. Tell us about the School Bus Diaries. What you kind of read more about it because you posted something really super cool last night.
I did.
Kind of what it's about.
Lauren, you're a good friend with Lauren, and she's from Father Knows Best. Right. And the School Bus Diaries is they've been shooting it actually, but they're adding more characters. So they have an audition coming up on Sunday. We were invited by Donald Watros. He's, I believe, the bus driver on that show.
Right.
And so we're really looking forward to being a part of that casting. And if they get called back, they'll do it that day and start filming that evening.
That's super cool. And that's something that's coming up. And it's all on Lauren's site. If you go to, you know, fatherknowsbest.com, laurenknowsbest.com, and check out Lauren's, her website. Yes, Madeline.
We're also holding the Mad Mommy Fashion Show.
That's right.
And it's on October 28th. And it's going to be super cool. It's at Flamingo Water Park Resort. And it's in Orlando. It starts at 6 o'clock, and earlier in the morning is the Miss Showbiz pageant.
That's right.
That we're holding at the same place, Flamingo Water Park Resort.
And this is a fundraiser, isn't it?
It's for St. Jude's.
Yes.
All the money goes to St. Jude's. And for healthier choices for hungry children.
Children.
And that's Austin St. John. No. David Robinson.
Brian David Robinson.
Right. Well, you know, give your mom the microphone because a couple things that we're going to do. I want you to come up with some questions for Yvonne in a second. But Yvonne, I want you to ask them about the two of them. I think it's adorable that mom and daughter are doing so much out in the community and out doing things and making things happen. And also the pageant world very heavily. And Ellen, tell us some of the fun things that you're doing with your own career.
Okay. Well, we were just at the Christian Film Festival, like Don mentioned, and we have the Madeline and Mommy Show, which is an IMDb-rated TV miniseries currently on YouTube, and we were nominated 2 years in a row for the Christian Film Festival for Student Best Film. And
what does your show, exactly what does Mommy and Madeline do?
The Madeline and Mommy Show.
We do candy, and we review candy. We go places, we show it on the show where we go. We have a fun time. You can see us go to the Christmas Film Festival everywhere.
We also have famous people that appear on our show. We have such as Ashley Nicole, Austin St. John, Tim Proctor from The Walking Dead, different people like that.
And you interview them?
Not so much interview. We did do an interview with Austin St. John on our one episode, but we actually include them as part of the show.
Yeah. Do you have like a objective or something you do?
Yeah.
Like make a scene or something like that?
Yeah. I mean, each segment is something different. You know, we'll do our intro. We'll introduce everything that's going to happen on the show. Then we'll go like into a candy or a toy review.
Mm-hmm.
The kids always do some sort of like athletic activity.
Like dancing too?
Dancing, riding bikes, bouncing on the trampoline, whatever.
Oh, very good.
And actually, one of her co-hosts is here in the house today.
We've got
Casey Sullivan.
Can you say hi?
Hi.
How old are you?
9 years old.
And you went over to La Di Da Spa today too, right?
Yes.
And they dressed you up as what did they dress you up as?
Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, super cool. Beautiful. I like your nails.
Thank you.
Super cool. So let's come back. Also, too, is Ellen, you're a model and actress yourself.
Yeah. And I was raised as a child model and actress in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And this is a lot different now with social media the way it is, the technology the way it has advanced, and emails and Skype and all that. It's made it so much more possible to be a part of it.
And you're starting your own production company now as well.
Well, I've actually been copyright and trademarked for over a year now, Mad Mommy Production.
Right. And you're always doing casting. So I always see, you know, there's that's happening.
We are. We've got a lot of connections over the years. I've picked up a lot of connections with different people. And now that it's finally gotten to the point where it's snowballed and people are throwing castings out on my page to share with the kids that we know.
You know what I like about it? I like the relationship between mommy and daughter.
Right.
You know, and people out there, I mean, whoever sees the show, maybe they can even have an idea what they could do with their own children.
Exactly. It just shows that we're spending more quality time together.
Yes, together. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree. You know, also, too, is we're super excited because, you know, we have the Showbiz Pageant, and I really want to talk about this. It's a different format of a pageant that's coming up, Yvonne, in October. And what this is giving you the opportunity to go on stage and interview the judges. You're also going to have your Hollywood look. It can be, you know, the boa, the glasses, the whole thing. Just whatever you think is your Hollywood look and your interview look. And then you could end up being one of our Showbiz reporters. And that would bring you on the air as well with us.
Yeah, what's so attractive about this particular pageant system? I mean, because Madeline and I have both been in different pageant systems in the past.
I was going to ask you, because now you've seen both ends.
Yeah, and what makes this so attractive is the fact that, yes, now you have a title and you can go out into the community and do things with it. But it's more than that. You're getting out in the community and meeting famous people, getting into media places where you would not normally be able to go to. I mean, we're really excited about going to Comic-Con this year,
right?
You know, and getting involved in a lot of different events that we haven't been able to get into in the past. Now that you've gone, you know, nationwide, I mean, this is huge. You know,
right.
We're reaching out to 47 stations nationwide. That's gigantic. That's way
beautiful.
More than any other pageant system could ever offer.
I know. And I see a lot of people, and we're going to have one of the girls that I'll be judging a national title calling in shortly here, and what she has done with her title for the year. This is the positive pageantry segment for all you ladies. I like pageantry. I mean,
but I like to say something about my title, Miss Florida Diva.
Yeah.
For senior citizens. People in my community know that I'm Miss Diva.
Yeah.
Mainly people in my community don't even call me by my name anymore. They call me Miss Diva.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do, like, instead of just going out sometimes and just go out to the store, I wear my stuff
sash. On. That's and the thing, people, you get recognized
yes,
more.
Yes, and then people say to me, oh, my God. And I tell them how old I am. And they say, you think I could do it or what made you look like that or whatever? It gives people inspiration.
It does.
Especially at the stage that I'm in, in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
You see
exactly.
What I'm saying?
Especially for you.
Yes.
But if you, no matter who you are, you step out onto the street with a crown and a sash on.
Yes.
As opposed to just normal everyday wear. You will get so much more attention.
That's true.
People always stopping to congratulate
her. Right. And so I go in restaurants and they clap.
Yeah.
They'd be applauding me.
Oh, yeah. And you're like, who, what? Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Yes.
And that's what's different. I wanted it because I've been a pageant judge for so many years in all these systems. And I really want to give a shout out to the www.worldsmisstourismpageants.com. I don't know if you can all see. Actually, I'm going live on Facebook as well. I wanted to do this for myself. I do so much for so many others.
Yes.
And Yvonne, maybe you could take a road trip with me.
Maybe
you
want
to go to Tennessee?
When?
I'll pay for the hotel.
It's the last weekend in July.
Yes.
She asked me to go, but we're already scheduled to
Comic-Con
that weekend. So.
Yeah. So I even called my sister.
I'll check my schedule.
Yeah, maybe it was just because my husband's like, I'm not going, you know. But this is my beautiful crown I have that I'm showing. And, you know, she has actually challenges that you go out and you do things, which I like as well.
Yep.
And it's really not just a pageant in competing. This is something that you're doing for your community, all the things that you've done, and it's something fun for me.
And it's positive.
Exactly.
And it's motivating as well. I mean, I'm doing my Fitbit steps now. 10,000 steps.
Good for you.
Okay.
We're looking forward to having some new queens come on board so that they can go out there and help us, you know, cover some of these events, because it's almost impossible for us to do it all.
I agree. Now, a lot of my reporters, Yvonne, too, they're really busy and they are in TV and film. We're going to be actually airing on the second hour. We're going to air Alexa's interview with John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard, Austin St. John, the original Power Ranger, Andrew Heller's a film director. So there's a lot that, you know, and Donnie Most from Happy Days, I'll be doing, actually putting his interview on at the 7 o'clock hour, which is super cool. He came down to Clearwater and went on our sailboat and had a nice interview.
That was nice.
Super cool. Well, in the meantime, Ellen, you know, I want you and your daughter, you know, you haven't had a chance really to interview Yvonne. And this is Yvonne moment here. But Peter, are we okay on the phones?
Well, we did air an interview, but we'll go ahead and do one here live.
Yeah,
too. Sure.
I agree. All right,
absolutely.
Peter?
Got a couple of phone calls here.
Oh, Oh, we do?
Oh, yes,
okay.
Through the phone.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. All right. Well, we actually just hold on. They can hold on for a second. Oh, well, no. Latida's on.
Latida.
Let's get Wendy on first. Hi, Wendy. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hello. How are you?
We were just looking at how beautiful the children are and how much fun they had at Latida's Day Spa over by your place here. Latida. I like that name. Latida. And
well, thank you.
So Wendy and I met at one of the networking places on Friday mornings. I haven't been there, Wendy, and I haven't had a chance to send that proposal over, but I'm still working on it. But tell us about your day spa for children.
Yeah, we offer everything from kids' manicures and pedicures, mommy and me spa days, to kids' haircuts. We have a full range of princesses and characters that we send out to birthday parties, and we also have a party room that's over 1,000 square feet. With 500 costumes for the kids to dress up in, both boys and girls, and just look amazing, feel amazing, and express their inner creativity.
I've never heard of anything like that. I think it's amazing. Oh,
hey, thank
how'd you get that idea?
You know, I have two girls. They're 6 and 7 years old, and that's what they usually like to do. We would
yes.
have friends over to the house, and that they would want to dress up. They'd want to put on shows for us, little performances, and I figured, you know what, let's just give it a shot and see if everybody else wants to do it as well. And yeah, the kids that come in, they certainly do like it.
That's super cool. Yes, what's your website? Because I see you on Facebook as well.
Yeah, we're at www.ladidakidsspa.com.
Is the whole spa dedicated to children?
It is. Everything is custom size.
Super.
So I had a full pedicure bench custom built just for children. So
beautiful.
It literally is just as nice, if not better, than when you would go to a regular spa. Not to mention the price, but seriously, the pedicure bench alone was $14,000. So I put a lot of money into making these kids, creating an environment for them that was comfortable, classy, make them feel special because they deserve it, just like the moms do.
Beautiful.
And in your place, I love the stage that you have over there, and you make everybody feel super special. And I do have some plans that I still want to run by you. I think that we have a cute idea over there that I think is great with Wendy. And Yvonne, you're going to come with me and see
yes,
it.
Yes, I would love to see it.
That would be super cool.
That's beautiful.
Well, Wendy, give the networking information as well that you have on Fridays.
Yeah, we are part of an organization called HEC Network, H-E-C Network. It's Hospitality, Entertainment, and Cuisine Network. We have meetings every single day of the week throughout Pinellas, Pasco, and even over in Lakeland at this point. We do mostly... It's amazing because unlike some of your other networking groups that are just your trades, this networking group caters to everybody in the entertainment industry as well as the trades. So industries like ours, like that have radio shows, that have entertainment facilities, birthday party facilities, they can meet other people, like-minded individuals within the community and thrive.
That is super cool. Yeah. And so we just wanted to let people know about that, how they can join and go over to the place of the networking meeting on Friday mornings.
Yeah, hecknetwork.com. And anybody is absolutely welcome. I'm going to be hosting the Friday morning network meeting, 9 a.m. every single Friday at Sweet Peas Cafe. It's downtown Dunedin. Sweet Peas Cafe is a beautiful, very organic kind of family-oriented atmosphere that you can bring the family, but we host our meetings there and it is absolutely free for your first visit. So everybody is encouraged to come. Be my guest, please. We'll provide some fabulous pastries and danishes. Coffee and tea are on the house for your first visit. So we would love to have you out. Come see what HEC networking is all about and see if it might be a good fit for you. We'd love to help grow your business while we're meeting you and it's all about meeting like-minded individuals.
Well, that's Yvonne. That would be good for Daryl and you for Yvonne, for Madison Tech Service.
Oh, really?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
For sure. And Ellen over there, too.
I just want to say how beautiful the girls' nails and how they look. Thank you very much. They really look beautiful.
Thank you, Yvonne.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear. I'm anxious to see all the pictures that were taken of Madeline and her friend. They were absolutely adorable.
We're going to have that link on HollywoodConnections.biz later tonight as well so everyone can see what the girls look like.
You know what? I was an early childhood development teacher, and in my classroom, they had a part where the children dress up and do And so that brought me back to that.
Yeah.
Children love this. This is what they love to do. Dress up. Yes.
I think Madeline and Casey have something they'd like to say.
Hold on.
Thank you so much, Wendy.
Oh, you're welcome. Girls, well, I hope it was a wonderful time. We were happy to have you.
It was really a wonderful time.
Mm-hmm. And you made a memory maker. And a shout out to Lati Da Spa.
We'll have videos and interviews up, you know, like later tonight or tomorrow morning so you can see them.
Perfect.
Sounds great. I look forward to it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Wendy. We're going to come back in a second and interview Yvonne about her life here because we have a special guest coming in the house very shortly here. Also, we have a VIP guest on the line, and this is important. This is my positive pageantry segment since we're all in our pageantry attire today. And who's on the line with us here live on the air?
This is Katie Cole from World's Glamorous Miss.
Hi, Katie Cole. Now, I heard you're holding a national title.
Yes, I am.
Wow. Now you're about to give it up, you know, and the main thing I want to ask you and Yvonne Madison and also Ellen, we're in the pageant world ourselves. I'll be judging. I'm super excited that I'll be there. And what, you know, the main thing, what have you done with your title that made a difference in your community, in your state as well?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I actually spent some time today just reflecting on everything that I've done within the community and also within my state, and I've had 17 different appearances so far. Most importantly, I think with my title, I've spent time sharing the importance of what makes pageantry unique and how it's really changed my life from when I started at age 15 to now, and I'm 27 years old. So that is one of the things that I have been doing. Yeah, I've judged various state pageants around the state, but I think my favorite event so far that I've done is the Make-A-Wish Foundation Iowa Energy Stars game, and that was working the 50-50 raffle table, and we had some kids come from the Make-A-Wish Foundation to an Iowa Energy game, which is a basketball team in our state capital in Des Moines. And so being able to meet with those kids, and Make-A-Wish is one of our organizations that World's Glamorous Miss supports, and so that was one of my favorite activities.
That's super cool. And that's what, you know, a lot of people that I've seen in the pageant world, some don't do anything with their title, and they sit, and some make a lot happen, and it does change your life.
Yes.
When you're out there, and, you know, and that title, you know, I'm going to tell
you. What is a title?
Tell your title again.
World's Glamorous Miss.
Okay, right. And so your national pageant's coming up in July.
Correct. Yep. Yes. The end of June, end of July.
Now, where can people see your social media that they can go in and see what you do?
We have, each of our title holders have our Facebook page. And so mine is World's Glamorous National Miss, but we also have a title holder for our junior team division and then also our teen division. So each of us have our own Facebook pages. And then World's Glamorous Miss has their own Facebook page as well. So on any of those social media platforms, that is where you can see what we're doing.
Well, you know, a lot of people, too, that I've seen as a national pageant judge all over, you know, and some people go in one or two times and they don't make it. And three times over, as myself, I've done it as a teenager. And was this your first pageant that you went in, or did you try before?
I have competed in the sister system, which is America's U.S. Miss, and I did that back in 2009 or 2010.
Right.
And so I was familiar with our national director's pageant systems, and so I wanted to give World's Glamorous Miss a try. And I actually, now that I'm thinking of it, I competed in World's Glamorous Miss that same year, and I placed third runner-up. So this was my second time in this system, and I placed first runner-up in America's U.S. Miss.
And, you know, that's the thing, is that the ladies out there that don't realize the national pageants that you can go into. Now, there are some online. There are some, like I said, mine's very different. You know, mine is where you can be a reporter for my show and get the exposure and, you know, go to the showbiz pageant. It's all about showbiz as well as interviewing skills. But, you know, Yvonne, there's so many different pageant systems out there that are 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. And it doesn't matter. And it's a fun thing to do.
Yes, it
is. You know, and Ellen's competed in many. You went to a nationals last year, Ellen. And, you know, and you've seen the difference between going to nationals and then seeing what I do. We were just talking about it and the opportunity to help people.
We're not all as lucky as Madeline. I placed third runner up. She wins everything she's in.
Oh, that's super cool. That's super cool. Well, we want to thank you so much. And we'll see you in July at the nationals in Orlando. Right. I'm super excited. Yep, we'll have our reporters there. They're going to be interviewing as well. And give the national website. I don't know, are they still taking contestants as well?
Yes, we are still taking contestants in all three divisions. So in the junior team, the teen, and the mixed division. So now, it's ages 13 through 28.
Now, Yvonne, that's the one we judged last year.
Yes, I remember that.
Yes, and yes. That was so organized and so professional.
It was wonderful, yes.
And we really enjoyed it, you know, we did our live remote.
And I learned a lot from judging that pageant last year.
I know.
How the resume is supposed to be, you know, that's mm-hmm. very important. Before you even get a look at the person, you see their resume. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just the look of everything. You can tell that somebody just throws something together
or whether they really are involved in what they're doing.
Exactly.
Yes.
Right. Well, we want to thank you so much for calling in. I'm Dawn Reese, your Hollywood Entertainment Reporter with Yvonne Madison and Ellen Patrick. And we'll be right back with some of our favorite music. Have a great afternoon and evening. It's evening. Let's go to some flip-flop summer, right, Peter?
Absolutely.
Let's play some Kenny Chesney since I'm wearing a hat.
All right. Sounds good.
Enjoy. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Spring strong, the sun's up and shining. School's out and everyone's smiling. Let's pop the top off my for a while and some take it easy day. Man says it looks that way for weeks. Maybe we'll cruise down to Montego, raise us a glass as we pass Puerto Rico. It don't matter 'cause wherever we go is where it's good to be. It's gonna be another flip-flop summer. Kick off your shoes and call up your lover. Say, hey, flip-flop summer, kick off your shoes and call up your lover.
Don't you just love Kenny Chesney? Anyways, before we introduce our guests that are VIPs in the house, thank you, Shock Power 106.1 FM, power to the people. I have a gift for my preteen reporter. I'm just so proud of her. I always give little gifts. I gave, I think you have the microphones. I give, open it
I
up.
I have it in my keychain.
I give him a keychain microphone. And
I had a necklace also.
Yeah, I got a keychain microphone and too, and everybody comments on it.
Yes, everybody does.
Ooh. And so what this is a microphone keychain necklace.
Necklace.
I'm super proud of her. She's out there doing stuff, so I give little tiny gifts, and that's for you. Enjoy that. I have more coming.
That's sweet. Thanks, Dawn.
So in the meantime, we're going to switch over with our amazing guest here, and let's put you on the internet because you are live on the air on five stations, 106.1 FM, Hollywood Connections.
Earphones.
Yep, earphones over here, and we're going to find out all the cool things that this man is doing, and then Ellen and her daughter are going to actually interview you afterwards. So hold on a second. Hi. Hold there. Hey. And put the headsets on.
Wow.
As we are live on five stations right now. And introduce yourself.
Hey, thank you for having us. My name is Andrew Heron. This is my Sonia Coleman. Sonia is actually the founder and CEO of Cultural Exchange Lifestyle Network. I'm more like a financial consultant to help make sure that it's feasible and viable.
And funded.
Well said. Right? And we comply with all the regulation that we need to comply with to do the right thing.
Right.
Culture Exchange Lifestyle Network is founded by veteran certified teachers who are somewhat frustrated with what education isn't doing for kids these days.
Mm-hmm.
And feel like they know there's a better way to reach the whole child.
Mm-hmm.
Things that are culturally relevant, helping the child identify who they are, what they're about, where they come from, even some genealogy, and finding out a little bit about themselves and history, science, math, arts, media.
Mm-hmm.
And, we're really encouraging.
History.
History, absolutely.
Mm-mm.
Absolutely.
Languages,
French, Spanish. She is a fluent Spanish speaker, certified Spanish teacher. So, yeah, we're going to cover the entire diaspora.
You know what? Speaking of languages, I have a friend, and he's always texting me in different languages. And he said that it's very good to know the different languages as being black, because these are the languages that we used to hear from our slave masters. And they were Spanish, it was Portuguese, and French, and English. And I'm very involved in that right now. I don't speak Spanish, but I studied it for three or four, five, God knows how many years in high school, junior high, and college. But I don't, he texts me in French. And today I said, oh, I don't know any French. So then he sometimes texts me in Portuguese. Well, it's very good to know the languages, because this is what separates a lot of people in diaspora.
Indeed.
Because we come from the same place,
right?
But you're speaking English and you're speaking French, and I'm speaking Spanish, and so we think we're all different, but we're really not.
Well, I have something I just want to add real quick, and mm-hmm. I'm going to talk about the Splash Summer Camp in just a second. But you know, I was on OfferUp. I'm trying to sell. Oh, I'm on the air. I could sell anybody that wants to buy a 40 horse Mercury motor for a boat. So anyways, I got this guy that wrote me, right? And he goes, no, Espanol. And I went, oh, I remember somebody giving me the Google download.
Mm-hmm.
So of course, I'm like, okay, I'm going to get this. So I copy, the Google, you put it in Google, you do want to buy the motor for the boat. And then it comes out in Spanish. I copy, paste it, put it back into OfferUp. He's like, oh, you speak Espanol, really good.
When I went to Italy, all I could say was one word, and then they just start speaking Italian to me all the time. All I wanted to know was El Bano. Where's the bathroom?
Yeah.
And Miss Florida, you said it perfectly. May I call you Miss Florida, since that's what
Miss
you were?
Miss Diva.
Florida
Diva.
And you hit the nail on the head. Sonia's inspiration, once she graduated from Spelman, studied Spanish, And I think a lot of what brought us together here is oftentimes when you hear about Black history, they like almost like it began with slavery, and it began,
yes,
and it began way before slavery.
Oh, much longer, yes.
Civilization began, you know, Homo sapiens, began there. You've got, you know,
Timbuktu
Egypt
and everything.
And everything, right? So one of the things that we're wanting to do is helping young people. If you're from South America, you're from the Caribbean, you're from North America, help to trace changes. So what part of the continent did your parents originate from, or might have come from? It's funny, years ago when I was traveling abroad to Zimbabwe, Mozambique, and South Africa, and as I got off the plane, there was this nostalgic feeling like I've been here before.
I hear you.
Like I don't know why, but I feel like I've been here before.
Yes.
And I think many of us, people of color in the West, I think we have a unique cultural experience that is carried over through different institutions of culture, music, dance, religion, and so on. Yet at the same point in time, we are wanting to thrive in a Western world order. And sometimes it's hard to reconcile, you know, keeping that soul alive, and at the same point in time, still thriving in this economy.
Yes. You know, also, too, I'm looking here on some things that Shock sent me. It was Splash Summer Camp.
Yes.
And it's also June 10th, Dusk Till Dawn Community Yard Sale. And that's coming up.
Yes, it is.
Wow, tell me about that.
Okay, the community yard sale is going to be our attempt to have a sponsorship drive for some things that we have that we're doing for students in the Tampa Bay area to continue this after the summertime is over with. We still want to continue with the Splash Concepts. So we'll still be looking to service students in after school, and summers and different things and other ways that we can merge our curriculum.
I know we didn't say one word was drama. Drama.
That comes through the arts.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Do you know that
that's very important, because you can teach a lot of culture. I'm from Black Arts Theater. So I travel all over this country with Imama Baraka, the father of Black Arts, have my own community theater. And so that's a teaching tool.
That sounds like you're a perfect contact for that. We will be doing live streams, whether it's we can do live through Skype or different services, or you can actually come on Saturdays. We're asking guest speakers to help us with profiles and leadership and different things to help the kids that may be interested in drama, theater, or whatever it is that they're interested in.
Mm-hmm. How do they get in touch with you, or how do they donate to you as well?
The phone number is 813-420-7456. The website is celifestyle.org. That's LYFESTILE.
Could you give me the phone number one more time?
Yes, ma'am. 813-420-7456.
Well, you know, I'd like to, introduce because Yvonne teaches acting and drama. And I think she'd be a perfect candidate, and I think it's a perfect fit for maybe something you could maybe fit in your summer schedule.
Maybe I can.
A thought list?
I'm also the former headmistress of Uhura Sasa. That was a Freedom Now school. That was one of the first freedom schools in America. It came out of Brooklyn. I was a teacher, a drama teacher, and I became the headmistress of the school. So I'm understanding everything that you're talking about.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm.
That is so fantastic.
Oh, you need the microphone. we're sharing today.
And the name for Cultural Exchange Lifestyle Network, there is that cultural part. We want people from many different cultural backgrounds to be able to share the richness of what makes us all so unique and very similar, but still at the same point in time different, and the richness, and to be proud of that and to partake in that. The lifestyles is, again, we want to teach the things we should learn in school. Remember in school we learned home economics, how to balance a checkbook, and just basic life skills that the kids are not learning these days. And Sonia named it Life, L-Y-F-E, in memory of her deceased son, who was murdered in a senseless act of violence that unfortunately grips many of our inner city and Black
How
communities.
How old?
18.
Oh, my God. Mine was 28. Same thing. Mm-hmm.
So she named it Life, L-Y-F-E, because that was his name. Life was spelled that way.
And comes from Elijah's name, my other son, S-T-I-L-E. So lifestyle in regards to lifestyle, seriously, because culture is how you live your lifestyle. And then in memory of my son's deceased and living.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are the ages again that you're doing this for the community?
It is kindergarten through 8th grade, as well as 9th through 12th volunteer hours and teacher assistant positions.
And where is it at again?
5407 North 30th Street, Tampa, Florida, 33610.
Now, you know, also, this is the whole summer. You're going to be doing this, the summer camp. You know, I put together with a lot of the talent agencies, I would put together reporters workshop for the kids and teach them to be reporters for me as well in media. And maybe we could do a little pageant. Maybe we could look for and, you know, come up with one of the titles that I have for one of the girls as well, where they come up and they interview our judges. Just something fun to do, you know, but my main thing is really teaching the kids to be reporters.
Absolutely.
And they get real media IDs out of the ones that are serious, you know.
Yes.
I just don't give them out. They have to earn it.
That is fantastic.
And so, mm-hmm. yeah. Go ahead.
And that's a network part of it. People are, I'm meeting many people, so thank you, who are establishing careers, who have a need to do more. Like, okay, I've got my career, I've got my family, everything is great, but there's got to be more to life than just,
yes,
you know,
definitely.
The two-car garage and the nice lawn or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. And there's a need to connect with a cause that's going to impact people's lives.
Exactly.
And it's amazing. Once one is dedicated or given a part of their time and effort for the benefit selflessly for somebody else, there's just a wave of peace and joy that comes along with just, you know, doing good. Indeed. And what more, though, than our young people, because our young people really need somebody to who can identify with them, you know, and maybe show them another way. And maybe they might never. And how many kids have never considered journalism? They've never been exposed to
it. Right. You're right.
And just by being exposed, excuse me, to it by many other different professors, we're encouraging professionals, if you are, you could be anything, teacher, lawyer, doctor, artist, musician, journalist, and if you want to take some time and inspire a young child to perhaps find their passion, their vocation, and maybe an opportunity to internship with you in the future, Culture Exchange Lifestyle Network would love to have you. 5407 North 30th Street. We are in the building with
the Family Enrichment Center,
which is one of the leading advocates that work with the Children's Board in helping to place foster kids with their kin family and get them rebonded and reconnected. So very good partner for us, and we're looking forward to that.
Right. Thanks to Ms. Judy Smith and Bob Davis and their team, as well as we're in a collaboration with the Dream Center.
I've heard of Dream Center.
The Dream Center, Grace Family Church, thanks to Chris Davis, Coach Howard, and we will be beginning some tutoring
there. So when did your program
start? June 5th. Monday, June 5th.
And when do you need speakers? Because, you know, with our schedules, what day is that?
We would, we're going to be basing it off of availability. Mm-hmm. So you would give us your contact information and we would set up a time mm-hmm. and schedule for the kids that works around the other activities that we're doing throughout the course of the day.
That's wonderful, Beautiful. Yvonne. We have to do that because as Miss Florida Diva, you've done so much. And you've done so much in you know, off-Broadway mm-hmm. and all that you've done. I think, you know, with you just be an inspiration to them, a major role model, mm-hmm. and give them some advice. What do you think of that?
I love it.
Good.
I really do.
I thought you would. Mm-hmm. You know, and now you're a mom. Okay.
Yes.
And how many children?
Three.
And tell us a little bit about your background, how you started out in this.
Wow. Well, I'm from South Georgia. So growing up, seeing a lot of things culture-wise made me say, okay, I need to learn Spanish. Initially,
yes.
I was going to be a civil lawyer, mm-hmm. deal with some of the civil issues that were going on in the South, and got to college, HBCU. They tell you look to the right, look to the left, somebody's not going to be there when you graduate. So my thing was, regardless, I had little life when I was a junior in college, but regardless, my thing was I had to graduate with my class. So
good.
I got my my undergrad in Spanish, mm-hmm. and then came on to Hillsborough County and got my teaching certificate, teaching degrees, things like that. And from there, just connecting with students since 1999 in the Hillsborough County school system, connecting with students, it's obvious that there is a piece of them that wants to know more about their heritage, their culture, where they come from, and just the dance, the music, all of the artistic ways, as well as the science and social studies history that ties into it. It's unbelievable how attached the kids get to actually exploring and learning more about themselves.
See, I'd like to bring one of our Beauty Queen reporters over to you. And this girl,
absolutely.
You know, she's been in the pageant world as well. But, you know, my system, like I said, is different. But she's been on every red carpet. She's interviewing celebrities. She's got a big audition coming up with Lauren Chapin that was in Father Knows Best for School Diaries on Sunday. So, you know, maybe she can come in and speak to the kids as well.
Absolutely.
Yes.
What about any artist? I've got some teen artists as well that have been on the show that have left some major groups and they're solo. Would you be interested in like a teen concert?
Absolutely. We also have a group, McMafia, that is working with us. That's out. My son, Natasha Artis's son. That's shout out to Gabe Artis, Elijah Blair, and James Artis.
That is super cool. Now, and then tell me a little bit about your background, how you all started, and introduce yourself again.
I met Sonia about years ago, doing financial services. She's an educator for Hillsborough County School District, and I currently still do financial services in the 403B market. So she's a client of mine, and I met with Sonia, and we sat down and we're doing a budget analysis, and said, you know, Sonia, she works a lot during the day. She does after school programs as well, and I said, you know, you make good money, but there was no one ever sat down with her and showed her how to balance checkbooks, how to maintain certain things. It's something that we're just not taught oftentimes growing up. So we put on a financial plan and she stuck with it. And you know, the Bible said without a vision, people perish.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
He instructed, I think it was Habakkuk, to write the vision and make it plain. So I said, Sonia, cast your dream out there. What is it you want to do? Where do you see yourself 3, 4, 5 years from now? And she talked about this program. Mm-hmm. You know, she, as a teacher, she sees what kids need, what they're not getting in the schools, and she knows that there's a better way to reach them and to inspire and teach the whole kid. All things we talked about, financial literacy, foreign language literacy, SAT prep, arts, music, home economics, all the things that one needs to be a thriving, vibrant person. And life happens. You know, I had another career opportunity where working as a financial services with a TD Bank, and she was going on with her life, and one day she called me and said that she followed my steps and she's ready to open up her doors and do business. And you know, what I do as a consultant for many small businesses is I find that many small businesses are really good at what they do, but don't want to manage or do the administrative.
And that's the most important part, really.
It is.
It's the foundation of it.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. So having been graduated from Washington University, one of the top 14, top 11 liberal arts schools in the country. I've been an analyst. I've been a regional sales manager. I'm currently doing financial service for a bank. So I bring a lot of the skills, soft skills, and experience to kind of handle that back office administrative process for her and on a consultant basis. And we came together. My company also does some sponsorship and grants for organizations much like hers. And, you know, I fell in love with the program, you know, because I also were at a point in my life where, okay, now what's next? How can I give back? How can I create a legacy, be part of a legacy that will continue on long after I'm gone? And I'm finding more and more professionals, much like yourself, saying, yeah, how can we be part of this?
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, the great universe of God, you know, I think when he said before we were born, he put something in us. And
yes.
When we answer that call, I think is when we're fully alive.
And my mother used to always say that every one of us is born with our own talent.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
That came from God. My mother always said that.
Where can they also reach you for your business, for financial?
Sure. You can go to Andrew A. Herron. That's AndrewAHeron.com. Again, that's AndrewAHeron.com. Or you can reach me via 813-919-8672.
Now, also, we have about, I know, 6-7 minutes left, and it goes so fast. I wanted to give a shout-out to Power 106.1 FM, to Shock, and thank you so much when some things we are covering, a great territory of what you do. Also, what advice would you give somebody that is not motivated? And, you know, they're stuck in a plateau. They're like, you know, I can't get motivated. I've lost my something, my kicker here. And they're listening, and they're like, you know, I want to do something, or I don't have the motivation. What words of advice would you give them?
Honestly, the one thing I can say is the fact that you're still here, living, breathing, and there are plenty of people who are not. So make the most out of what you have, regardless of what point you're starting from. Get up and move forward to what it is you're trying to do.
That's beautiful, because sometimes some people just need a little motivation to get them going, you know, and... So that's great advice. Anything else that you'd like to say? Anything to the world?
Sure. If I can add to that, sometimes it's good to turn everything off. Mm-hmm. Turn the phone off, turn the TV off, and tell people I'm going to be away for a day or two. And get a book, get a journal, get a sheet of paper, and just write. Mm-hmm. And just bleed out on it. And it's amazing writing. We learn so much about ourselves. It's like a two-dimensional reflection of ourselves. And then, I think we're crowded with so much noise these days. Like we are, there are some people who just can't be alone in silence. Mm-hmm. And that's what we hear ourselves think. That's when we hear the inner person of us really being able to speak to us, that we've been drowning it out with so many other things. And it'll lead us, it'll guide us to what we're here to do.
Let me ask you this. How do you chill out? What's your daytime of, or if you have some time, what do you two like to do?
I don't chill out very much. I'm a work. My coping mechanism, for better or for worse, is to work. And I just work until I get exhausted, and then I'll take a nap or I sleep for like 3 days. Yeah.
And then what are the hobbies that you like to do? What are the things that you did when you were a kid?
Sure. Well, things I like to do now. I mean, landscaping. I like to play golf. I like to go play some basketball. You know, work on cars.
That's good, because, you know, we always say to tell people, you know, don't forget the things that, you know, don't get so busy in life, and, you know, go and do and enjoy your fun things. You know, even the show business thing, I like to dip in and dip out, you know, but my flip-flops are on, and flip-flop summer. But, you know, I try and, you know, and balance, because Hollywood, when I was with the late James Brown, I used to work for, you know, him for The Truth Magazine. Wow. And I'll tell you, and a lot of doors opened up, but Hollywood can pull you left and right and all different things, and you have to go to the beach, put your feet in the sand, you know. Thank God every morning when you get out of that bed that you're breathing and you're alive and all the wonderful things that will be coming to you, you know, and just be grateful. Indeed. You know. So, and I want to thank you so much. Give your website again so people can go and donate or help out or speak if they're a speaker that maybe what you're looking for.
Yes, it's celifestyle.org. That's CELYFESTILE.org. And the phone number is 813-420-7456. My daughter, Aisha Coleman, will be there to answer the phone, and the rest of the Cultural Exchange Lifestyle Network team.
How old is your daughter?
She is 19.
Oh, 19.
You look 19 yourself.
Yes, you do.
Do I? Thank you.
That is super cool. And again, I want to thank you. Introduce yourself and tell everybody who you are again. And any other last words that you have to say?
I'm Sonia Coleman with Cultural Exchange Lifestyle Network. We look forward to doing business with you.
And Andrew Heron, her consultant, and want to shout out our other teammates, Deidre Hampton, Natasha Artis, Maria Seda, Anthony Smith, Judy Smith, Gabriel Ortiz, Satonia Brascom, just brilliant, passionate teachers, instructors, and who have a passion for reaching kids, and we couldn't do this without them pulling it all together. And thank you for the opportunity to be here and share the world.
Well, it's going to go up to podcast as well as live video feed. You'll get that. You can share this interview as well. We want to shout out to Shock Power 106.1 FM for the opportunity to have you here.
Yes.
And I think it's a great connect for Yvonne as well, because that's your passion and you're really good at it too.
Yes, I'm good at it. I've done it a long time.
I know. Well, let's tune up this music. One of my favorite
Thank you
artists.
For coming to meet me.
I'm Dawn Reese, HollywoodConnections.biz. Come back with us with the second hour. It's going to be super cool. A lot of interviews we've done on the red carpet. You don't want to miss this. We'll be back.
Okay.